scrolling through some songs in my head, but I can't come up with anything to sing for you.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Why don't you sing Bite Bite, Sip Sip, That's a Greg Show Combo, Bite Bite, Sip Sip.
See, I find that not acknowledging it really is starting to maybe drain it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So the less I do to make it seem like it annoys me, the less you're going to do it, hopefully.
Never.
Greg through the ditches and Greg and the witches and Greg in the back of my Gregula. Greg through the ditches and Greg and the witches and Greg in the back of my Gregula. Rob Zombie voice hurts.
From a desk in the Yay Network studios, where an actual radio show happens. It's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg and, of course, Greg. Take it away, Gregs.
What's up? It's the Greg and Greg Show. I'm Greg Jake.
I'm Ronald Zombie.
He's good. You ever seen him live in concert?
Rob Zombie?
Yeah.
No, but I want to.
He's awesome, man. My good buddy Ramon Sermon, better known as Noodles, who was the lead guitar for the Murder Dolls, opened up for Rob Zombie.
Ooh, that's cool.
And it was great.
Did you take a one Nicholas Scott Adams to it?
I did.
I don't know if Scott's his middle name.
Well, we'll just say that it is.
Hmm.
It was a lot of fun. We went to that show, and we saw Alice Cooper as well.
Oh, nice.
And then we went backstage, and we hung out on a
tour
bus.
Did you feed his Frankenstein?
I did.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
With the big giant hot dog from his restaurant in Arizona.
Oh, yeah, the Randy Johnson, the big unit.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So... we had a big, fun, huge Friday.
We did. Big. It was fun. It was huge. It was Friday.
A few shout-outs. Number one to...
The Skydiving Chief.
Rob Chickering for putting that whole thing together.
What a great job he did. If you listen to the quality of those tracks, they're unbelievable. Unbelievable quality, and he mastered it. He did everything. So
he's the man.
He is the man. And as much as he annoys me and bangs cymbals in my ears, I love him. He's a great dude.
Did a great job. Sounded great. So thanks to Rob, the Skydiving Chief, for that. Thanks to Rico for the pictures.
Yes, Rico, thank you so much for them pictures, son.
And social media and that thing out.
Yeah.
And then thanks to Dovetail for coming in and hanging out with us. So we'll be doing that at quite a frequent clip going
forward.
As
frequent as we can. I did have to cancel Room Sounds this week.
Okay.
Because we need to kind of reassess,
mm-hmm.
I feel like.
Yeah.
Due to some disturbances in the office.
Well, see, when the Kid Craddock Morning Show is doing their stuff, they have bands in.
Mm-hmm.
Quite often.
Yeah.
They do interviews over in the Canal Side Lounge, which we are now calling In Your Ear.
The Ear Canal
the
is
ear
our
canal.
Version
yeah.
of it.
So they'll have bands in. Like this morning, Andy Grammer was in. Mm-hmm. And nobody knew that Andy Grammer was in because he's not that loud and raucous.
Yeah.
We brought full band in, and we cleared out the entire office.
Yeah, we did.
It was like somebody walked through and just unleashed the world's largest fart. But this was like a huge sound fart.
Big old sound fart.
Yeah. And it cleared everybody out, and it was great.
Mm-hmm. We had fun with it. But apparently people had to quote-unquote work.
Right. Whatever.
I say it's Friday. You can do whatever.
You can.
But either way, office was cleared out.
Mm-hmm.
We need to reassess. So we'll figure that out moving forward. But we will continue doing Live in the Ear Canal.
Absolutely. Friday night I went and saw the remainder of that band over at the Rustic. You were late joining us because you were at home watching hockey.
Well, it went into double OT.
Why can't you just watch it on your phone?
I don't have it on my phone.
You can get it on your phone.
I'm not paying the NHL XYZ amounts of dollars to get it on my phone.
You paid them in fun that you could have been having.
No,
you could have been out with us and have fun.
I got there just in time for some fun.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No, I do think so.
So here's what happens on Friday. I go over to Mesquite to have dinner with my family because I'm spending the night over there because I'm going to go fishing with my dad on Saturday. Mm-hmm. So I go have dinner, and I'm texting with Rico, and I'm trying to hit you up, but you're not responding. So Rico's like, hey, Tim and I are going to be over there at about 9:15 or so. So I'm like, sweet, this is timed out perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to the Rustic, and I go in, and I'm the old guy. I felt like the old guy.
At the Rustic?
Yeah.
No, you're not the oldest guy there. Are you kidding me? Have you seen the people at the Rustic?
I'm not the oldest person there, but I certainly, like, I was the guy in the middle. I fit right in the middle of the age range that was there.
Yeah, there's old people, old as balls at the Rustic.
So I'm the guy
Rustic
that's there
for people with money. Rustic is a money location.
I'm there by myself. I'm hanging out at the back bar, the beer bar, by myself, and I kept texting you, like, hey, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
And people were walking up. You going to read them?
Hold on. No. I'm not reading the text. I've got to play something that's extremely important.
It better be really important.
No, it's pretty important.
So I'm at the bar. I'm standing there by myself. I'm getting some drinks.
Because I received...
I'm texting Greggles.
Hi, Greg. It's Greg. I was going to see if you were going to go do anything. Because I'm going to go meet up with Rico and Tim at the Rustic. I'm leaving Mesquite, so I was going to see if maybe you might want to pal along with me for a minute, and I'll take you there. Why don't you give me a call back here in the next minute or two, and then we can meet up, maybe. Okay, bye. Bye.
So you know the way that Greg Jake speaks on this show, but that's his real voice. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Well, I'm putting on a radio voice when I'm behind this microphone.
So, yeah, you're putting on a voice that's not as obnoxious as your real voice
right.
is, which is why when I did that one thing where I'm like, hey, man, no, I never did say that. I never did say that. Like, that's how you really are. That's how you really sound.
Well, I just don't think people would like to listen to how I really talk. You know what I'm saying?
Well, put that radio voice on.
Okay.
So anyway, you go to the Rustic, and then all of a sudden, I'm not there yet because the game's in double OT, and I can't move. Mm-hmm. I cannot move at this point. You're not a fan if you will go, oh, I'll just get up and go. I'll just get up and go during the halftime. No, you're going to miss it. And if I missed it, I'd be mad. Even though we lost, I'd still be mad. So you're.
But if
you're,
you won that game, then you could have watched another game.
Yeah, but still, then I'd be happy that I saw my team win.
But you would rather sit there and watch your team lose and suffer the heartache.
I didn't know that they were going to lose.
But they lost.
Yeah, I didn't. You don't know that. That's what's great about sports. That's why we watch sports.
Yeah, but in a series, you know what's going to happen. It's either your team loses and you go home, or if your team wins,
you're the worst,
then you can go watch another game.
I hate the bit you're doing right now.
I'm just saying. Had the Spurs lost last night.
The Mavericks, your favorite team of all time, the Mavericks, they're in a championship game, and they're going into overtime. You're going to get up and go do something else?
Yes, because...
Well, they might lose the thing, and then you're going to have to watch it again. Or they might win the thing, and then you're going to have to watch another game. God
forbid. That's fine
with
me. No, that's fine. If they win, then you get to watch another game. But if they lose, then you sit there and you suffer that heartache. And that
don't
empty,
watch anything.
That empty
so don't
pit
watch
in
any
your stomach
sport game.
That you get.
Don't watch any sports.
No.
That's what you're saying.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying a game that is not pivotal for your team...
Don't watch any pivotal games for your team. That's what you're saying.
If it's a game 7 and it's do or die, yes, you must watch that. But if it's a game 5 where the outcome is going to be your team either goes home or your team advances to play again.
You're not a real fan.
You don't need to watch that game.
You're not a real fan.
So anyway, so I'm standing there just by myself, lonely. And
then all of a sudden, Ken was there.
Yeah.
Ken of the 13th Floor Music, who's hooking us up with band time.
Yeah, so I went and hung out with them for a little bit, and then everybody got there, and it was a fun time.
Yeah.
Claudia showed up.
Claudia and Steve. It was the weekend of Steven for me.
Yeah.
Did you know this?
No.
I went to Trader Joe's on Sunday.
Steven is Claudia's husband, by the way.
Yeah. You may know Claudia of being Claudia fame.
Mm-hmm.
So her husband was in Trader Joe's while I was there.
Okay.
I'm kind of picking up a salami.
Riveting.
And I hear Steven's big old voice, and then I see Steven's big old body.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, hey, it's the weekend of Steven for me, isn't
nice.
It? And he's like... Yeah.
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 So when I went and I sat down with Claudia and Steven, I'm not real sure why this was the topic of conversation, but they're sitting there with a couple of their friends.
Butt stuff?
And they're talking about basically naked dudes, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking about, like, naked dudes, and they had pictures of, like, naked dudes on their phones.
Oh.
And so that spawned me to show them a picture of... The side junk holder, which is apparently cool now, maybe in France or in some European country, because I don't see any man in the United States pulling that off, except for maybe at the Hard Rock in Las Vegas, where
rehab party.
Those chiseled douchebags wear that kind of stuff. So if you haven't seen the side thing holder, Speedo bikini thing. Look it up. It's disgusting. So I pulled that up and showed them that. And then that led to the conversation of the C-string. You remember the C-string?
Yes, it's the tiny little the JJ cup holder.
Yeah, so it's like a wire that you just, it covers the little lady part. Well, Steven thought it would be hilarious to jump online and buy those items and send them to a friend of his for their wedding anniversary as a wedding gift.
Mm-hmm. And he did.
And he did. It's just pretty awesome.
And he didn't say who they're from.
No.
He just straight up ordered them and delivered them. Steven is hilarious.
There's sad news.
What?
Sad news. Casey Kasem died.
Mm.
Croaked away, age 82.
Croaked away. Really eloquently put, Greg. Really eloquent. He croaked away.
Is that a complete reduction of a man who gave us all kinds of inspiration to do what we do?
Yes. And you just said he croaked away.
Well, I mean,
sorry, this
how else would
soccer
you,
happening.
Yeah, you need to stop watching that.
It's almost over.
4-0. Your team's winning. Stop looking at it.
I need them to score more.
No.
Yes.
I'm going to turn it off.
Don't you dare.
You need to focus on what we're doing. Casey Kasem is dead.
Yeah, he croaked away, apparently.
All you can do is look at soccer.
Well, here's the deal. I know he's dead. I know he croaked away because I heard it from you. And then, lastly, can we send that as a press release to everybody, to All Access, and say, Greg Jake Gibbons gives the most eloquent, eulogy for Casey Kasem. Quote, he croaked away. I know. Isn't it sad when you hear that somebody's croaked away?
You know who else croaked away today?
Who? Oh, Tony Gwynn.
Tony Gwynn croaked away today. So we lost two of my childhood icons.
Tony Gwynn, pretty great ball player.
Loved Tony Gwynn.
Padres.
Yep.
They haven't had anybody since.
They never will.
It's all over for the Padres.
It's because they wear camo uniforms, and nobody wants to wear camo uniforms.
Well, you can never see them.
That's true.
Why would you watch a game where you can't see the players?
Right. It's like, what's the point of even putting players out there?
Yeah. Why even play sports? That's what I say.
Right.
Because, a team could win or lose, and we can't have that, according to Greg J. Gibbons.
Why would
anybody want to watch that?
You don't need to watch your team lose.
I want to watch my team start.
You're just setting yourself up for heartache.
Yeah, or I could set myself up for watching an excellent comeback.
Mm.
You don't know. So I'm rather not gonna be a fan, not going to hope that my boys can pull through, or am I going to sit there and be like, oh, well, it's over.
You should have just come and hung out with me. That's what I'm saying.
Well, just because you're salty that I didn't. Just because you're watermelon.
You left me hanging there by myself.
Because you're a slice of watermelon with salt all over it.
I was there
by yourself.
By myself, feeling like the new kid at school who had lunch dumped on his head.
I would have loved to see that.
That's what I felt
like. Somebody dumped lunch on Jake's head.
There were people staring at me like, who's the guy that's lonely over there?
Nobody was looking at you like that.
Everybody.
They were all talking about their yachts.
And who's that guy over there?
No, they didn't even say that. You fit right in.
I went not
with your giant palatial mansion.
I went not
and
hogged
you're being
one of those.
Middle-aged.
Throughout the rustic, the outside part there, they've got all those misters, those fans with misters.
Oh, I thought you were saying people, like
no,
misters.
No, so I went and I hogged up a whole mister by myself, me and the security guy. And I was like, hey, bro, what's up? And he kind of looked over and he's like, what's up?
It's a great story. That's a great one. That might be top 5 Greg Jake stories of all time.
It was pretty awesome.
Yeah, so I was like, stood by this mister, and I looked at the security guard and went, hey, what's up? And he looked at me and went,
what's up?
Hey, what's up?
So, Saturday, I went fishing.
Mm-hmm. Did you get any audio that I asked you to do?
I did not.
Thank you. Thank you for not doing what I asked you to do.
There wasn't much audio to get.
I just need Doug. Just need a little Dougie.
He sat on the front of the boat. I was at the back of the boat.
Why didn't you sit next to each other?
Because his friend was up there.
Well, why was his friend up there? It's your day with him.
Well, I don't know. I didn't.
You should have kicked his friend into the water.
No, that's rude.
No, it's not.
I'm not gonna kick a 70-year-old man in the water.
Kick a 70-year-old man in the water and go, it's my day.
Dude,
it's my day.
We caught 70 fish.
That's an absurd number of fish.
We caught 70 fish. I swear to you, we did.
You didn't catch. Did you catch the same fish 70 times?
You would think. At some points, pulled out a handful of hybrid, which are big giant fish. The one that
a what?
A hybrid. It's like you have bass,
uh-huh.
Then you have striped bass.
Uh-huh.
And a hybrid is kind of a mutation of both. So you can tell that it's a hybrid by the stripes. The stripes aren't consistent. Kind of looks like it's a weird pattern of stripes. So they'll have stripes along the top, and then as the stripes on the bottom go, they're kind of misplaced stripes. Looks like they're kind of speckled. So anyway, so
one
those
little
suckers,
speckled fish.
Those things are huge.
Okay.
And took a picture of one.
Did you keep any?
No, we weren't keeping any.
You catch
fish.
And release.
Catch and release.
Just
every single one of them.
Jack up their face with your stupid fish hooks.
Uh-huh.
And you don't even eat them.
Look, there's no need for me to catch those fish and eat them.
Why not?
They need to go back.
You're not hungry?
No.
You wouldn't want some bass?
I've got plenty.
Billy bass?
Got plenty of it. So I was catching some...
Did any of them start singing tunes to you when you caught them?
I wish.
Billy bass.
That would have been pretty awesome.
I don't remember what song that fish sang.
I don't think it was an Elvis song.
It did something country-ish, didn't it?
Yeah, but I think it was its own original composition. I don't think it was...
It was definitely a parody song.
Don't step on my blue suede bass.
That was probably... You were Elvis in a past
life.
Yeah,
I sure was. So yeah, so I got some fishing in this weekend, and it was awesome. And then last night, I made filet mignon.
Oh, he sang Take Me to the River.
Oh, okay.
What else did he sing? Is that it?
I think he had two songs.
I think he did two songs. Take Me to the River and Don't Worry, Be Happy.
That's it. Don't Worry, Be Happy. I liked when those things were motion censored and you'd walk by and you'd be like,
oh, that's the most annoying thing ever.
Get close to
it. The first time you did it, it was cool.
Flop off the wall.
The first time you did it, it was cool. The second time was like, shoot me in the head. This is the worst thing ever invented.
It's like walking through the aisle at CVS when they have those things on display and it just jumps out and starts singing to you.
Oh, it's the worst.
You're like, all I want to do is get some headache medicine.
But second off, you want to brag about your filet now? Go ahead.
My filet was dope.
What'd you do to it?
I just pan seared it for 3 minutes on each side, put it in the oven
it's
for another 3 minutes. 3 minutes
too
on each
much
side?
Searing, two. You got to do two.
No.
2 minutes on each side.
No. See, you like yours to be basically mooing?
Yeah.
What you're telling me?
Two on each side, then you stick it in the oven for a minute or two. You have a pat of butter on top of it.
I made blooch butter.
Ew.
Oh, dude, it was good. Take some blooch, mix it some butter, put that sucker on top of that thing. When you put it in the oven, boom, good.
Blooch bud.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And like for real, is your filet like super cooked? Like, do you eat? What do you get your steak? What's your order?
Last night's were medium rare.
Mm.
So I did 3 minutes on each side and about 3 minutes in the oven.
Mm.
Boom, 9 minutes.
Niner. 49er.
And then wrapped it up in some foil and let it sit for 5 minutes. Let it finish cooking itself.
Mm-hmm.
Ate it.
Mm-hmm. That's a great story again. You scored 2 goals today. Like, you're 1 away from a hat trick, Craig. You're really close. And we should keep going so you can score that last goal.
When I went to the store...
Uh-oh, here we go.
I left the house at, like, 11 o'clock. And I was going to go to the grocery store, but I needed to stop by the Ace Hardware. So I drove to the Ace, and they weren't open. So I went to the grocery store. The Ace opened at noon. So I went to the grocery store.
Hold on 1 second. A little aside for the listener. If you could see me right now, my eyes have completely glazed over. Continue.
So I went to the Ace. It was closed. So I went to the grocery store to pick up the fillets, the bacon-wrapped jalapeno shrimp, the blooch, and all the other stuff that I needed. And so I got some raw summer wheat, which was good. I picked up some left-hand milk stout, which was really good, and a bottle of wine. And then I left there, and I had to go back to Ace to go get the air filters that I needed for my house. And when I got inside, because they were open now, so I got inside,
we've reached a time limit here.
I asked the guy where, like, the air filters were,
the funny
and he pointed
thing about
me in the right
the last...
direction, so I went and I got them, and when I came back, there was a huge line. People were waiting, and I was like, why is there such a huge line
all
of
right,
people
can
here?
We... Time
well,
out,
it turns
time
out,
time out,
no, no, no,
time
hold
out.
On, let me finish.
Okay.
It turns out that their internet had gone down, and they couldn't take credit cards, so they made an announcement, hey, is there anybody here that has cash that can pay cash for their stuff? Because we can ring you up and check you out. And I didn't have cash.
Please make it stop. See, the thing that was good about your last two stories that this one was lacking was the brevity of it. Like, that, the last stories were like, boom, boom. This one just meandered. You're just trying now. You're reaching. Like, you're, it's like you're in the box and somebody's like tripping you, but you overact it.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't get the penalty kick on that one.
But I was able to get the air filters because they got everything.
Oh, congratulations.
Back up and running. Yeah. So it worked out well.
Congratulations on getting air filter. Did you get your car checked yet?
No.
Did you get your inspection?
No, I haven't done that either.
Hey, police.
I may do that.
Hey, police officers. Mm-hmm. Can you make sure that you pull Greg over and give him a ticket? Because he's already good at getting tickets.
I am pretty good at that.
Let's get him an inspection ticket.
Mm-hmm. Let's do that.
Let's get him an inspection ticket and then have Erica bite his head off.
Yeah, she won't do that.
She will.
Yeah, she will. All right. Well, I'm tired of boring everybody.
Well, you had two good punches. I think what you need to do is learn from this.
Okay.
The shorter your bad stories, like, this is what your dad's learned. Short bad stories equal funny. Lengthy stories that go nowhere just frustrate everybody. Am I right, Nathan? Comment on this, please, and tell him I'm right.
Oh, whatever. All right, go check out the website. Go listen to the interview with Dovetail and jam out to their tunage. And we'll be back tomorrow with maybe some OJ talk. I think tomorrow is the 20-year anniversary
of his juice?
Orange Juice Simpson. It's either tomorrow or Wednesday is the 20-year anniversary
Greg
of his,
just sat there
of
with
his
a big
chase.
Stupid smile on his face after he said his orange juice Simpson joke. Were you trying to think of his real name? It's Orenthal James?
Yeah, it's Orenthal James. I'm awesome. Boo out.
Join us next time on the Greg and Greg Show. Things will probably be just as weird.